Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
We go to Nikki Richie, just checking. Nikki Jabala of The Athletic, our fan Broncos insider, joins us now courtesy of Ent Credit Union. Nikki, good evening. How are you?
Nikki,
can you hear us?
Yeah.
Hey, Nikki. What are you hearing about the relationship the Broncos coaches are having with each other? What feedback are you getting?
We're still on the lock and pour piece. This is where we're at, right?
That's right. Yes.
I think the relationships are fine. I think first-year head coach, first-year coordinator, there's always going to be some kinks in the communication, but I think generally it's fine. It's not anything what it was painted out to be, not from what I'm hearing anyway.
Do players on that team like Vic Fangio?
Yes, the majority of them very much like Vic Fangio. I mean, I look at Chris Harris, who, he's very vocal about the last coaching staff and, with his displeasure about the scheme and the system and what they were doing on the field. There were a lot of guys talking about the lack of accountability. You don't hear that with Vic. You hear quite the opposite, actually. I do think his schedule is incredibly grueling. I think guys are tired, frankly, but I think they really do like him. They see the system works, and once guys can see that the system actually works and they're playing well, they're getting their numbers, I think that's when they really buy in. You can see that, especially on the defensive side.
Is there a possibility, do you think, that this could be a rallying point? That this could bond these guys together a little bit down the finish?
Sure. I mean, I look over the last 3 years, you could point to any of these critical moments and think the same thing too. I mean, it's just a matter of them finishing games anymore. They have the pieces. You could probably argue they need a little bit more on offense. They need some stability at quarterback, but they have the pieces on the field. Now it's just a matter of coming together. I think, big reason they're in the situation is because of the turnover, the coaching turnover, quarterback turnover, and I feel like now, and they've said that as much too, that they're starting to feel comfortable. They feel comfortable with Vic, just what the staff wants, especially what they want on defense, and you can see it. You can see it in the numbers. They don't have the wins. The record is still bad, and they need to figure out how to finish games, but you can see the progress each week.
And Nikki, we talked about the Jason Lock and Forner article and maybe talking about a dysfunction with the team. But I read somewhere that Von Miller arranged a team dinner at Del Frisco's after the loss to Minnesota. What can we expect to come out of this particular team meeting that he put together?
I think it shows a lot of what Von does as a leader, which kind of goes unnoticed. I mean, he's always been compared to DeMarcus Ware, Peyton Manning, how he's not vocal enough, he's not this, but this is what Von does. He's the ringleader, and he brings the guys together. This was pretty much the whole team, as Derek Wolfe first mentioned it on a different interview, and then a lot of the guys talked about it today. But it was after they got back from Minnesota Sunday night, they all went to Del Frisco's in Centennial right around the corner from the training facility. And they just had, they just spent time together. They talked about family, talked about things that weren't related to football. And then, there was discussion about, this defense coming together, how they feel like they're really starting to gel as a unit. They're really starting to understand and grasp the system, and they can see it in their play. And now they just have to finish games. So I think it was a critical, not just team bonding, but just, everybody's on the same page. They understand what they need to do. And we'll see if it reflects in the game Sunday. But I think bigger picture, it shows that this team is still well connected within the locker room. In past years, there was quite a bit of division, especially between offense, defense, veteran guys, younger guys. But you see less and less of that, especially this season. So I think it was a critical moment. It says a lot about Vaughn, says a lot about the team as well.
Great stuff. We appreciate it. Great insight. Nikki Jabala, our fan Broncos insider. brought to you by Ent Credit Union. Nice little pickup right there. That sounds cool. I know they didn't have a Halloween party because Will Parks had a video.
Yep.
And he detailed that they didn't have one, and he was kind of bummed about it. You know, we never really got a definitive word, but he put a video out saying they didn't have one.
And I didn't see this video. What did he say?
He just said we didn't have. He was doing a
video.
He
said I was bummed about it?
Yeah, he said he was disappointed.
Was he wearing a costume when he did it?
He was not wearing a costume. Will Parks has, like, a vlog where he was detailing his Will Parks things, like recovery, and he has somebody stretch him out, and I don't know. He was just doing something. He mentioned that there wasn't a party. And, you know, listen, the party got sideways last year, for sure. Not that you were not within your rights, but they didn't have one. So you know what? Hey, Vaughn, nice job. You know, that to me sounds like an appropriate thing to do. Let's just have a more calm, a nice dinner, sort of a moment like that. There's obviously offense and defensive. Well, at least there were defensive guys. I don't know if there were there offense guys there too, or
well,
is it just
the team. It said team, so that would include both sides of the ball.
Vaughn was very cheery after this game. The most cheery we have heard him the entire season. And it makes sense that he had a little gathering after this one. For whatever reason, he walked away from that Vikings game with the most optimism and the least depressing voice I've heard from him in the entire season.
You know, it's a weird time to turn a corner, but maybe they are. And maybe the best thing is just to stick together. That's the best answer.
I can easily see that dinner being put together for that particular purpose.
When we come back, more of Hot Take Tuesday. I know we get some folks on the line, which is great. In an hour, Philip Lindsay will join us, and he'll be available for photographs. After that, after 7 o'clock, we're at Perry's Pizza in Highlands Ranch. It's Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.